It's one of them games where we started really, really poorly. Really poorly. First 20 minutes, it was just a really poor performance. We had to change the shape. We changed the shape, and then we grew into the game and got far more control and created more opportunities. And I think as the game wore on, I think we finished the game really strong and created a few really good chances and could have nicked it then. But listen, it's as you say, alive and kicking. We go back to the Brandywell, hopefully in front of a packed house, getting right behind the team and see if we can get ourselves into the next round.
Second half, much improved for you. You've done a couple of changes. You brought on Will Patchett and Jamie McGonigal. And as you said, there was a couple of chances for Derry to nick one.
Yeah, there was, and we had a lot more possession second half than what we did first half. We created more chances in second half than what we done first half, and our performance improved, and some of the subs come on and done really well. And we're in a decent position now going into the home tie. Let's not forget they've won their last three home European ties against decent opposition as well. So it's not a disaster, and we prepare now, take the good out of this and work on the bad and try and turn it into a more complete performance next week.
What about that start to the match, Rory? Obviously you had to readjust things pretty quickly, and then you made two substitutions as well at half time.
Aye, well, the first 20 minutes we weren't at the races. We were second to every ball. Our passing was sloppy. We lacked any composure. And then we had to change the shape, and we got better as a result of that, and I take responsibility for the shape that we started with. But again, we've recognised where we went wrong. We've adapted and got better probably from 25 minutes on. We got better, and probably I felt aged in that period.
I suppose it shows that no matter what, winning away from home in Europe, it's a tough ask. Like, it's a tall order.
It is. They beat Maccabi Haifa here a couple of years ago. They beat Welsh team, and so they're used to winning at home in Europe. But it's up to us now to go and put the tie away, and we've set ourselves up. Hopefully, as I said, there's a huge crowd next week getting right behind the team. Our supporters love European football. We haven't got through a round in 9 years. So we've teed ourselves up now to go and try and take advantage and get a big home win next week.
And Cameron McJanet's injury, is it significant?
I don't think it's anything serious, but we'll see. The early signs are that it's not too bad, but we'll see how he's fixed.
And you always appreciate the support of the fans who
absolutely amazing,
the game.
Amazing. I know some fans had to get three flights to come here. Some went on obviously on the charter plane, but it's a really expensive place to come to. And our supporters are a credit to themselves. They carry themselves brilliantly. Hope they had a good night last night, and I really hope for our supporters that we can give them something to get behind next week and try and, with their help, get us over the line and get ourselves into the next round.
Well, that's what you're saying about the supporters. It's difficult sometimes in the big stadium, big pitch, but there was no real atmosphere. Probably the Derry fans have brought the atmosphere, so you're a different ballgame at the Brandywell next week.
Our supporters are unbelievable. We were talking earlier in the team talk about 2006, started off at Gothenburg, then Gretna, and then Paris, and you just seen the momentum building, the crowds getting, travelling crowds getting bigger and bigger, and it's something they really aspire to and try and recreate some special moments in Europe. But we know we've a lot of work to do. The tie's very much in the balance, and we go home next week with a big support behind us and try and drive it over the line.